Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Melinda Johnson. Freedom First Properties is with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess my guys fell asleep today. They're not even here. Well, there they are. They just showed up.
Quiet. And I'm yeah, what do you know? Broadcasting.
A little delay there. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, I plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, a couple of celebrations today. One of them a positive celebration. The other one we'll get into a little bit later. But today is National Almond Day. You might as well indulge in some almonds. Honey covered, if you don't mind, please. That sounds like the good ones. Won't do any good for my diet, but does sound good to enjoy. What the heck? As we move right along, we will check on the markets for you. Down 15 points, not a big deal when you're talking about a market that's at 20,596. Oil down 18 cents. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury down ever so slightly at 2.45. That did give us some numbers for the mortgage market. Those came out this morning, as they do every week on Thursday. Down very, very slightly. 30-year fixed rate loan averages 4.15. You pay a half a point to get that. Last year, it was 3.65 at this time. So we're a half point higher, a half a percent higher on interest than we were last year this time. Think about what that means for your purchasing power. So if you've been waiting to buy a house, maybe you ought to get into it. We'll talk about that as well. Philly Fed Regional Manufacturing Index rose a bit. Housing starts fell 3% from an upwardly revised December levels to an annual rate of 1.25 million above the consensus of 1.23 million. Need about 1.5 million new housing starts every year just to stay even with new household formations and those properties that need to be replaced or torn down. Weekly jobless claims, 239,000 below the consensus of 245,000. There is the economic news of the day. There is another event taking place today, and this is the one that I need help on. So if you would, grab a piece of paper. If you're driving, don't grab a piece of paper. But send me an email, ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Go and post this on the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can tweet me at Ron Siegel. Again, not while you're driving. But today we've got this interesting conundrum, I guess is the best way for it. Today is immigrant workers plan a strike, or immigrant workers don't work today. Now, if I'm not mistaken, we also have this issue going around the country that we're not allowed to single out American Indians, Native Americans. You know, like they've got the loons and the snowflakes in Washington. They're out there saying you can't call the Washington football team the Redskins because it's anti-Native American. Now, other than the Native Americans, everybody else in the country is an immigrant. So are we then chastising Native Americans? Are they racist? Is this racist against the Native Americans if we say that they have to work today, but everybody else is supposed to strike? Just seems like an oddity to me. I don't know how to handle that.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, another one of these protests that are absolutely useless. But we get the sheep. I've got one that sends me messages all the time. Every once in a while, we even get to, when we put this door open in the studio, he comes over here. I won't say that we call him Sean, but that's just the bottom line right there. Unbelievable. Another one of those time, I should have a time bomb sound for the show, but we'll just go with Humana. The nation's fourth biggest health insurer, according to the Fortune 500, bailing out of Obamacare.
I know who's asked
the case. Yeah, apparently they're talking about the idea here that it's just not sustainable. They're not making any money at it. They can't keep subsidizing Obamacare. So Humana now dropping out, the fourth largest insurer. What does that mean to healthcare? Well, maybe it'll push some people. I'm just wondering, because we do hear Nancy Pelosi.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be saying that anymore. When President Obama was in office and She controlled the House of Representatives. That was her commentary. Now everything that is done is anti-American and whatever other stupid comments she can make. But think about this concept. If the Republicans just continue doing nothing and do not authorize any more money for Medicare and don't authorize any more subsidies for health insurance, things going to happen as these insurance companies continue to drop out of providing coverage. Think you might see Mrs. Pelosi coming to the table and saying, hey, we need to do something that you guys need to help us out. Nah, she's not that smart. She would not. She'd never admit the failure, even though so many people have been harmed on this whole matter. Right along. Getting a business individual come into the leading the SBA. Think about that. And finally, we see something that might have even been a little bit bipartisan. The Senate confirmed former wrestling executive, Linda McMahon was named to lead the Small Business Administration as part of President Trump's cabinet. 81-19 was the vote to confirm her. It's kind of a shock. We saw 19 Democrats actually showed up for work one day. It's just amazing. They seem to, maybe they're all immigrants. Maybe that's why they don't show up for anything. Just a thought. Don't get mad at me. I'm just thinking out loud here. New alternatives coming out from the CFPB proposing. I love this one if you're in the real estate industry. You got to really love this because we've seen this happen before where government gets involved and decides that they're going to dictate what business will and will not do. So the CFPB is coming out with a rule or a guideline that's talking about the idea that they're going to try and find a way if you don't have good credit or you don't have any credit, alternative sources of credit for people. Think about that. Now, about 10 or 12 years ago, if you were in the real estate industry, New Jersey came out with an idea that they were going to regulate loans to the point that lenders felt they could not make a decent loan and couldn't make a profit on those loans. So instead of the lenders going out there and following the guidelines for New Jersey and saying, well, we'll just make less money, what their decision was, we're going to drop New Jersey as a place where we'll lend any money at all. Think about that. So now we see the CFPB coming out and saying, well, if people don't have good credit or if they don't have any credit at all, maybe young buyers, first-time buyers, will force the lender to use some other method or source. Think lenders are going to go for it? I think they'll probably push back. Now, maybe we can get the CFPB to get together with some of the school districts and educate young people on what a credit report is, educate people on how they get their credit scores enhanced, how they correct their credit scores. I think that might be an idea for them. Yeah, we wouldn't want them to do anything logical. That wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. It's the CFPB. Just think about that.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yep. Moving on to some of the lighter side of the news today. Yeah, can't complain about this one. Sports Illustrated announcing their cover for their swimsuit edition. Kate Upton will be there for the third time, joining Tyra Banks, Heidi Klum, and Christie Brinkley as the three-timers. Elle McPherson holds the record 5 times on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's you got to get some light news in there the day. That's another interesting one. And if we're talking about magazines, how can you go wrong talking about Playboy magazine? Well, the issue of Playboy, they found out maybe people are not just buying it for the articles. Just a thought there. Sales apparently have dropped a little bit, and they decided that they're going to go back with the original version of their pictures in Playboy magazine. I wonder if sales are going to change. Wait a second, our audience is applauding. I don't know about that. Moving right along. In a new business, millennials with disposable incomes grow. Two disruptive online lingerie startups are looking to tap in and gain a bigger piece of the $13.5 billion intimate apparel market. A couple college students are getting in on this one. It's Morgan Hermond Weish, a company called Adore Me, New York-based startup specializing in e-commerce lingerie. says his company has seen some of that growth firsthand since the company launched in 2012. Just a thought right there. We're going to let those all tie in together. I don't know. We'll see. We better get into some real estate discussions and more business. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate finance and the financial markets. When we come back, are there some non-financial reasons to buy real estate? We're going to chat about it. The impact of home ownership on civic involvement. How long does it take to buy a house? What the Federal Reserve rate hike could mean for retirees. We've got a lot to chat about today. So we're going to get on with it. Reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is...
processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today.
Home and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher. If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get on that home search. Find your dream home before somebody else finds it. It's really simple. You go on to NEST, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Put in four or five different items in there that'll identify where you want to live, prices, the things that are important to you. And every time there is a new property that meets your criteria, you're going to get a text message. Real simple stuff. The impact of home ownership on civic involvement. The National Association of Realtors recently released a study titled social benefits of home ownership and stable housing. Study confirmed a long-standing belief of most Americans, and I will quote, owning a home embodies the promise of individual autonomy and is the aspiration of most American households. Home ownership allows households to accumulate wealth and social status and is the basis for a number of positive social, economical, family, and civic outcomes. A lot into this article. I'm going to post this right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We're going to chat about a lot of this as well this morning with Melinda Johnson here, Freedom First Properties. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
So we've talked about this before, that buying a house is not just about an individual wanting to make money or an investment. A lot of people look at it only primarily for making money.
Correct.
But from a family standpoint, there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting benefits that are derived from home ownership that really don't have anything to do with the added economic benefits.
So talk a little bit about the idea of education. How's that affected within the home ownership?
Well, sociologists have done some studies, and they have found that children of homeowners have a much higher rate of graduation from high school. They're also much more likely to attain higher education, which in the end results in higher earnings in young adulthood and later in life.
So that'll end up making a full circle then, because then we're not worrying about the dumb $15 an hour stuff.
Right.
Right. They're becoming more productive, generating more products, goods, services, economic value for their family.
Right. So even if they don't directly derive any of the economic benefits to the parents, the education that tends to result from families that own homes will definitely economically benefit them over the long run.
It's interesting because just recently in many parts of Orange County, we saw a referendum for school bond issues, right? And they don't really talk about these concepts, right? I mean, the big economics, I mean, and I used to look at it, do an economic discussion, and all economics is money flowing in a big circle.
Correct.
Right? So in this concept, if the kids get a better education, it's telling us they're getting a better job. The better job gets them more money, so they can go spend more money, so they can put their kids into a better, so they can have kids and put them into a better school.
Correct. Yes, it all circles through. And then when they own that home, they have found that homeowners are more likely to participate within that community. So 38% of homeowners knew who their local school board representative was, as compared to 20% of renters. So you have more of an
almost
awareness.
Double.
Right. And they found that in terms of voting, you had a much higher voter participation. And the question was simple, you know, have you voted at some point? And it was significantly higher. Yeah, it's a very low bar. But I think it was like 38% amongst non-homeowners and 57% amongst homeowners. So there seems to be some benefit in home ownership because you're invested in your community, because you have an ownership interest in your community, you're participating civically within that community.
We seem to miss one big issue, I think, in a lot of times, and it's got a lot to do with the media. The media focuses so heavily on who our congressional leaders are, who our senators are, who our president is. That's not a bad thing. But when it comes to you and I as the average citizen on the street, we're going to be more impacted by our school board member or our city council member or the local politician. So I'm wondering if they did anything about those kind of discussions in there. I mean, you obviously know that they found about the school board.
Right. Being able to just name a school board member was much higher amongst homeowners. And I want to correct that. It was actually 77% of homeowners had voted. So it was extremely significant, the participation in the voting process.
Yeah, if you get 77% of the voters voting, I mean, that is a significant number. That's a huge number, especially as we've got some people wanting to for – California to leave the United States. It's kind of a whole new concept. But again, you talked about it. It's a very low bar. Have you ever voted?
Right.
Pretty much. So, you know, depending upon how old one is, right? I mean, if you're 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, maybe you voted when you're 20 and you can say yes. Or maybe they voted for a school ASB president or something.
Right. But it's that same bar that they're measuring the non-homeowners against, and
right.
you know, with a much lower percentage.
Interesting. Okay, so you got the now one of the big issues that we see right now, and I was fascinated when you sent me this note that there's a correlation in there with mental health.
Yes, they find that children, again, this was looking at the children, but they also mentioned the adults briefly, but children tend to have more of a sense of stability, and they find a lower rate of suicide and, I guess, forms of mental illness in homeowners. And again, that could be that sense of stability, like that indirect financial benefit. It could be the lack of moving. You know, there's plenty of studies that document that we're moving kids through schools. You know, that impact is very negative if they're not consistently
sure.
staying. So the authors cite a lot of potential sources for that, but they find much more stability mentally within children of homeowners versus non-homeowners.
I wonder if there's any numbers that show, because right now, what is the average when you look at are we seeing more one-year leases or two-year leases for the people that are non-owners? Or is there any feeling there?
Well, I'm seeing a movement toward more two-year leases than we have seen previously. And that's because of the cost of rising rent. And so it's a mutually beneficial thing. It saves the landlord money. They don't have to market the property. They have no risk of vacancy. And it benefits the tenant because they can lock in no increase in rent for at least the next 24 months. So I don't know that outnumbers the number of one-year leases, but I would say it's definitely a trend towards 2 years.
Okay, so when we see – so even if we give it the benefit of the doubt and call it a higher number of 2 years.
For sure.
We have looked at the numbers recently, and we've seen that the tenure of home ownership is right around – there's different studies I've seen. 9 to 10 years is how long people are keeping their houses now. When you look at that from the kid's standpoint, right, they might – instead of – if they're a renter, they may be moving 6 times during the course of their K to 12 school life versus as a homeowner, we're looking at maybe twice.
Right. Absolutely. And that study addressed that a little bit. You know, it looked from 2014 to 2015 and just looking at a whole broad cross section found that, you know, 5% of homeowners moved during that time, but 25% of renters moved during that time.
And that can be very dramatic for the kids.
Sure can. Switching schools, I mean, switching junior high, I mean, those are very difficult times.
Hey, you've got all your friends are already in place and having to go and try and make new friends. There's people like me that don't make friends very quickly, you know, introverted people.
Right. It changes
right?
their whole social fabric. So it's not an economic thing, but for the kid, their social network.
And that can certainly have an effect on the mental health because their stress is a huge issue.
Correct.
Right. We're going to get into this report a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also chat about how long does it take to buy a house, what the Fed rate hike could mean for retirees, and even more equally as important, is the Fed can even raise rates again. One person tells us 3 times, another Federal Reserve person tells us 1 time. We'll see what happens. You can reach us anytime, our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing. missing out on by waiting. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, Gold Star has the free pass program, allows you to get pre-underwritten and make an offer on real estate with no loan contingencies. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks to go ahead and get that rolling. How long does it take to buy a house? Well, we've all been accustomed. It's amazing how we've become accustomed to instant gratification. I am a bit old, so I talk a lot about the concept. Way back when, many people are not going to even know this, there was something called a telex. It was one of the quicker ways of getting messages from place to place. And when the fax machine came out, people were just amazed. And then we went to FedEx, where you could get something overnight and instant. Now we emails, instant messaging now. Now you call it text messaging. We call it instant messaging when it came out. But buying a house and getting a home loan, it's not instant gratification. It does not happen overnight. And it certainly doesn't happen overnight in an environment where there's not a lot of properties on the market. The normal market has about 6 months supply of homes on it. Right now, about 3.9 months is the national average. So think about that. That's two-thirds below normal. So you're not going to get instant gratification when you buy a house. So here's the idea. Experts say it takes about 30 to 45 days to close on a home after entering into a real estate contract. But the entire buying process might take much longer than that if you're thinking that you have to save 20% for a down payment, which if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, you know that the average person, first-time buyer, uses 6% as a down payment. The average repeat buyer uses 14% as a down payment. If you will do as I share with you, call our friends over at Gold Star, get a mortgage application in, get them all the documents they request off of their checklist, you can have your loan underwritten and approved in 7 days. Then you get together with a great real estate agent, call Melinda Johnson. She can help you with that part of it. And you go out shopping and buy a home with no loan contingencies. You put no loan contingencies on the real estate contract. It's going to put you one step ahead of all the other people that have extra contingencies in their contracts. Think about that concept. So you can cut down that time frame if you do a little bit of homework up front. And if you know you're going to want to buy a house in May, June, July, we know the second quarter of the year is the biggest time for sales in real estate. So start a little early, get the game plan going, get your loan underwritten, pre-approved, get the fast pass. That is the Mortgage Minute and brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So we're talking about the social impacts or the non-financial impacts of home ownership with Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, here in the studio with us this morning. We've had a good conversation about just a few of the items. We started off talking about kids, and I don't know about you, but in my world, the most important job of any individual, if you decide that you're going to have kids, should be your number one priority. Now, you have to feed them, you have to clothe them, you have to educate them, but whatever that is, they should be. They didn't ask to be brought into the world, so they should be the number one priority. If we're seeing that home ownership is going to help with your kids' education levels and mental health, holy cow, it seems to me, Melinda, you and I obviously have a vested interest in real estate,
right?
But as parents, that just seems common sense.
It is, but I don't know that it's like the front of people's consciousness. I don't think they think, oh, you know, I want to get a home in order to have that sense of stability for my kids, in order to, you know, improve their chances for their mental health, to improve their educational chances. Like, I don't think people come at it from that perspective, because the economics are so strong, you know, with homeowners having, you know, 45 times more wealth than renters. There's so much data behind the economic benefits that I think the social and community and family benefits get swept under the rug, and nobody, you know, brings these up, but they're really just as important, if not more important, at the end of the day.
Well, I was just looking at one of the other items in the article that came out from the study at the National Association of Realtors, and they're talking about the higher incidence of membership, voluntary organizations, and church attendance among homeowners.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? They find that the number of hours volunteered is significantly higher in homeowners versus non-homeowners. And what's even more interesting about that is they dug a little bit further, and they broke it down into income levels. So making sure that, you know, maybe people are volunteering more because they're coming from, you know, a higher pay strata. And they actually found that there wasn't any correlation, that it really was home ownership and not income that determined the number of volunteer hours. They really didn't statistically differentiate between high income earners and low income earners. It really was driven by that home ownership.
And that's great information there, because you can have, I mean, we certainly see in Orange County, San Diego County, that there's people, Riverside County and the Coachella Valley area, people that are renting homes for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 a month.
Right.
Right? So to rent a home for $10,000 a month, you have to be making a good income.
Right.
So when you're talking about this whole concept of the volunteering, you see how it means that there are people in every category. It's not like, if you make a loan, you automatically buy a house.
Right.
Right? There's people that don't buy houses for whatever reason. Maybe they anticipate job transfers. They're in corporate, right? They're in corporate,
right,
relocation, where they know that they're going to be jumping around.
Right. There's that sense of stability that I think gives a vested interest within the community that probably results in more volunteer hours.
Well, it goes back to our tenure in homes again, right? I mean, I could imagine that if you're going to be staying in your house for a year or two, you may not want to go and become the chairman of some committee at your church group.
Right. And you, nor may you be around long enough to form the networks that would, you know, put you into certain leadership positions, volunteer leadership positions.
Now, was there, what are we talking about? Social capital. I saw something in home ownership does create social capital and provides residents with a platform from which to connect and interact with neighbors.
Right. So when you have that sense of tenure, you have more neighbors to interact with. And you, you know, the longer you're there, the longer term commitment you have to those. I can tell you just personally, I woke up yesterday morning, I'm pulling out, I'm taking my son to school, and I see the neighbors with two cars out front and two hoods open. And I know them. They've lived there. You know, I have a sense of community with them. So I went over, we happen to have an extra car for the next month due to leases and different things. I could see they were struggling and we ended up giving them a car because I know them, I trust them, I've had a long-term relationship with them, I had no issue with that. And I think those are the, you know, it's just one example, but those are the type of things that we're getting when you have long-term relationships within neighborhoods.
And I, and again, that comes, that doesn't happen on a two-year lease.
Right.
Right? I mean, you've got that, you've built up that, I call it relationship capital. Right. You don't, we wouldn't think of going down and, you know, somebody's pulled along the side of the freeway and saying, hey, I've got an extra car. Do you want to
right,
use
here,
it?
Right. Here, take this. You know? Right. Exactly.
Right? I mean, you got a $40,000, $50,000 asset there and you don't worry about it because you assume that if you've known them for a long time, they live in the same neighborhood, you send same social economics. You might even be on the same, see them at a community.
Our kids play together.
Right.
So, you know, that's really one of the ways we know them is their kids are in my house, my kids are in their house. So there's that sense of trust that develops as you're doing life together when you're vested in ownership.
Now, you had something several years back, I remember hearing that you're doing some shopping for home improvements, right? There's another item there that one can share that shopping expense. It's not the expense part, but the
benefit.
Responsibility, right? I mean, yep. you can go and shop with three or four people for whatever home improvement you're doing. And if a neighbor sees that you just bought that, they might come by and say, hey, Melinda, you know, what did you find out? What should I be asking? What mistakes did you make? What
right.
mistakes?
Who did you use? And yeah, you know, what materials did you use? All of that is shared information because homeowners tend to be financially and physically investing in the maintenance and care and improvement of their property. They have a vested interest to do so. And that information can be shared. And one of the things the study didn't really get into, but I tend to see within my own community is we have long-term residents in place. There's a knowledge that gets passed down, like just like from elders. You know, I had a problem that we were kind of scratching our heads on this one house that was for sale. We couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, I called one of the original owners, and not only did he understand the history of the house next door, which gave me the key what was going on the house we listed, but that's something that would be lost if there was this rapid turnover. If he hadn't lived in the community for 32 years, I would not have the key to the puzzle like I got from him. So that type of knowledge that's passed down is, I think, invaluable as well.
Sure. And what it is if, you know, he's got a plumbing issue that comes up after 30 years, there's a possibility that somebody else in the neighborhood might have those, you can have the same wear and tear items because the piping came out of the same lot.
For sure. Yeah. We just had a plumbing issue and I literally was driving down the road and saw there was somebody else with the plumber out front. And I was able to flag them down because we were all dealing with the same thing, you know, several
right.
of us within the same community and we can share that knowledge and resources.
And then the beauty of something like that is if it's a preventative maintenance type item, you get three or four homeowners decide, you know, something I think that I want to do the same project X.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be able to negotiate with the contractor because it's going to save him money by not having to move his trucks around all over. He's got three houses, same neighborhood. The overhead expenses might drop.
Right. He doesn't have to market to get those consumers. You bring those to the table, you save him those costs. And those are things that, you know, if a landlord is in that situation, a tenant and a landlord, those may never happen because they're just not physically present within that community.
A lot of non-financial reasons, and those kind of are financial, but they're half-breed. They're not the appreciation issues of real estate. But, you know, the maintenance is obviously financial. And just more thoughts for you. We're going to continue our conversation with Melinda Johnson. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. what the Fed rate hike could mean for retirees. We'll chat about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. About 40 to 50,000 people a day are looking at replays. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. If you take credit cards, Processing for a Cause will lower your credit card processing fees and then give 20% of those fees back to the nonprofit organization of your choice. Love that idea about giving the money back. And it's really simple. They just do it for you. You don't have to do a thing for it. Processing for a Cause. The Fed rate hike could mean for retirees. Now, here's the big issue with this, and it's something I share with you all the time, is you have to be real careful when you listen to anything to do with the Federal Reserve, especially the current Federal Reserve. They mislead us all the time. In 2015, at the beginning of the year, they told us we were going to have 4 rate hikes. We got one. In 2016, they said we were going to have 3 rate hikes. We got one. the beginning of this year or the end of last year, they said, well, we're going to have three rate hikes or four rate hikes in 2017. Janet Yellen, they gave us one already. And Janet Yellen says, well, we need to raise rates sooner rather than later. Yet another one of the Federal Reserve presidents, Bullard, came out and said, we probably don't need to raise rates more than once more this year. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to believe as a consumer when the Federal Reserve can't even get things right or can't be on the same page on their conversations? And they're supposed to be the chief economists of the country. And then as a senior citizen, we understand that seniors live by definition, in many instances, are living off of fixed incomes. They're not working in many instances any longer. So they've got to make their money last. When I do see our high trust senior symposiums and when I chat with listeners, we end up getting these conversations. Seniors want two things. They want independence. They want financial independence, and they don't want to have to count on their kids. That's the basis. They want to know that they can live where they want to live and they're not going to outlive their money. And many of them are looking and saying, okay, well, the safest place for my money is the U.S. 10-year treasury. Right now, that's at 2.448 yield. It's very difficult to live on 2.5% appreciation when for many, many years we've used a number that if you will take 4% out of your retirement account, you should not outlive your money. But if you've got a 10-year treasury that's only growing at 2.45%, that becomes a very difficult mathematics issue. Think about that concept. It becomes a challenge. So one of the areas it's good for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates a little bit, don't count on it. And on the flip side of it, we talked about this, and I posted a video recently about the real estate impacts of dramatic increases in interest rates. It is very, very counterintuitive. Interest rates, a significant interest rate measured as 1% or more, and I already shared with you that we've seen a 0.5% interest rate since last year this time, according to Freddie Mac. 1% or more, in some instances, as much as a 10.5% gain in real estate values. 10.5% gain in the same time period in real estate values. So be a little careful there as to what we're looking at. Don't worry about the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates. It's not a death sentence to anybody. And it might even be a big benefit to some of our seniors. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Processing for a Cause. So we're continuing our conversation with Melinda Johnson about the non-financial benefits of home ownership. And there's quite a few of them. It's a new study that came out from the National Association of Realtors, Social Benefits of Home Ownership and Stable Housing. So what other good nuggets have you come up with out of there, Melinda?
I think one of the other interesting ones that came out was the decrease in crime with home ownership. And one of the reasons the sociologist thought this happened was because homeowners are much more likely to be aware. They're vested again in their neighborhood. They're likely to form neighborhood watch groups where when you have a serious tenant who are kind of cycling in and out and, you know, five times more likely to be moving than homeowners, you don't tend to get those type of organizations, those little volunteer organizations put together that keep an eye on what's going on.
I like that one. So, you know, we've talked about the benefits for the kids and mental health and grades and the jobs for the kids, but we're also talking about crime being a lower number also. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, just from a lot, I mean, if somebody said to me off the street before you just brought that up, that there's less crime when there's a higher rate of home ownership, and I would have said, okay, why? Or is it really true? When you bring up the logic behind it, it makes a whole lot of sense.
It does. And you're also, again, much more likely to know your neighbors. You know, I'm more likely to know the details of somebody who's lived next to me for 10 years than I am somebody who's cycling in 12 or 24 months period. So if I see a car over there, if I see something that's going on that I don't recognize, then, you know, if they're a homeowner, I'm much more able to, you know, delineate as to what looks right and what doesn't look right within a community.
And the bottom line there is, again, and I chat quite frequently with a lot of law enforcement. If you see something, say something. Don't feel ashamed or nervous Now, if you see a car that doesn't, that's not normal on your street, call the police. They might know who it is, or they might just send a patrol car by just to do a quick survey. It's a lot better to at least have said something and be wrong. And the police will tell you this also. They'd rather you say something and be wrong than say, I'm sorry later because you didn't say it.
Right.
Right. Any other good nuggets for us?
They said the study found that they're, you know, again, if they're a homeowner versus a renter, there was a much higher rate of property maintenance. So you have an overall improvement in the community when there's more homeownership, because you're not going to get, you know, that drive from a tenant to repaint the front of the house and, you know, to necessarily plant the fresh tulips out front. Not that we all do that, but you tend to get that more, you know, when
sure.
you have home ownership.
So it goes back to the pride issue, and then that's going to carry throughout the entire community, right? Because you're not going to want to be throwing trash in the street, down the street, because you know you're going to be there. Maybe a neighbor, you might even have a little bit of peer pressure. You might stop for a neighbor's kid that you see. Why is he out walking around by himself? What's he doing out late at night?
Right. I know he belongs around the corner. You know, is he okay? Is everything okay? You know.
And you start seeing some of the, especially on the social media, now it becomes easy. I mean, I would have been in serious trouble as a kid with social media. Many people
Isn't
would.
That true? Yeah.
Right?
Right. Because you have these social medias that are driven by communities, you know, so that you have announcements within communities. And
sure. So, and, you know, if I'm out driving too fast or, you know, screeching the wheels or something like that, you know, it might be who's the guy driving the whatever car that didn't stop at the stop sign and almost hit me.
Well, and it goes back as well to that same crime thing. You know, we had in our, I don't mean to get back to community, my personal experience, but we had somebody who, you know, was caught on a camera who didn't belong, you know, sneaking into someone's yard in the middle of the morning and kind of looked around encasing a house. Well, that was able to be distributed via social media to the entire community. And it put everybody kind of on alert and on aware. I don't think we'd get the people who put in the man hours to put that social media site together to do that if you were an entire community that didn't have long-term vested interest.
So the bottom line, and the other part of it is realize that we know just from statistics and surveys that people want to own a home. Renters want to own a home. The last number I saw was 92% of homeowners believe home ownership is part of the American dream. 80% of home renters believe that home ownership is part of the American dream. Yet I believe it was 56% of the population own homes. So there's still a lot of people out there. The big thing that I want you to make sure and get on a game plan, call Melinda if you're in the Orange County area especially, and chat about if you're not buying a house today, get that game plan so your family is part of that program. You put a lot of people on game plans, right?
Right. Yes. The path to home ownership. And, you know, that's where you've been fantastic to be able to say, okay, maybe you can't buy today, but I have the resources and the lenders, I have you, who can put them on that path and take very concrete steps to improve credit or, you know, whatever it is to address their concerns so they can end up owning, you know, within 6 months, 3 months, 12 months, whatever their case may be.
And the idea there is, again, you get that if you can't do it right now based on whatever factors, you don't need the down payment you thought you needed and you don't need the credit score you thought you needed. But if you just signed a new lease, there's not a problem with calling Melinda right now and having a consultation and saying, you know something, I can't buy right now, but next in December, I'm going to be ready. Right. And then you just kind of work that plan together and be prepared to buy when the timing is right for you. And as part of that program, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.